Chapter 1. The Weirdness Begins. Serena observed the 2-inch stone square at her feet in disbelief. She could have sworn that the parted lips on the bizarre face on the floor tile were moving. She wriggled forward on the toilet seat and leaned closer in order to hear what it was saying. Open-mouthed with puzzlement, she heard a faint whisper, laced with menace. A strange voice drifted up from the mottled tile. With an ominous, drawn-out hiss, it said, "It's on its way." As a 12-year-old girl, plagued by regular constipation, Serena spent more time than the average human sitting on the family toilet. Directly in front of the toilet, in the cramped bathroom, was a deteriorating walk-in shower. The slightly raised floor was laid with hundreds of mottled tiles in random shades of brown, cream, ochre and grey that Serena had plenty of time to study while she sat straining on the white toilet. The rest of her large family often hammered in turn on the door in frustrated, futile protest at being prevented from using the bathroom. The grouting in between many of the tiles was patchy and discoloured, with widening gaps where the grout had washed away altogether. The entire shower room floor badly needed replacing, as did all of the fixtures and fittings. However, although jobless, Serena's father, Keith, was not a natural handyman. He ignored all of the many floors that required fixing all around the home, preferring to laze on the sofa watching daytime television in a haze of pungent cannabis smoke. Beatrice, his wife, sometimes joined him on the sofa to share a joint, but more often than not she was dealing with their 4 children or throwing together unimaginative, bowel-clogging meals. There was another, smaller bathroom leading off from Beatrice and Keith's dingy bedroom, but with 4 children in the family, ranging in age from 18 months to 17, the bathroom that Serena favoured was in frequent demand. She scarcely ever made use of her parents' bathroom because of her powerful, increasing connection with the other one at the far end of the dark landing. Serena's hideaway was conveniently adjoining the bedroom that she shared with Lizzie. The frizzy-haired, overexcitable girl was 2 years younger than Serena and took immense pleasure in annoying her elder sister at every opportunity. The entire landing was perpetually dark, even in the day, because the sole window looking out from the end of the landing was overshadowed by a nearby intrusive pine tree. When the wind was high, the branches would whip and scratch against the pane of glass, like a cat demanding to be let indoors. Serena wished that her father would cut the tree down or at least prune it, because the din of the tree bashing and scraping the glass would sometimes keep her up at night. Her imaginings of demons and ghosts would then keep her awake and tired for school the next day. However, her father was usually too spaced out on his homegrown cannabis to do anything more productive in life than father children and watch television. Beatrice was Keith's second wife. With his first wife, Carol, he had sired a pair of twin boys and a daughter, all now in their 20s. The couple had married when they were both 18, after Carol fell pregnant with the twin boys. Another child, a sickly girl, joined the family a year later. Nursing the new, constantly ill baby put an impossible strain on the couple, and they soon realised that they did not really like each other very much. They had married before they were old enough to deal with the stressful problems of parenting a sick child, plus demanding twins, with scarcely any money to survive on. The couple divorced fairly amicably 3 years after their wedding day. However, their relationship deteriorated due to Keith visiting his first family much less frequently after meeting Beatrice and starting to make babies with her.